The UN's Food and Agricultural Organization, or FAO, announced it would set up a Southeast Asian network to monitor the deadly bird flu virus. The decision comes at the end of a three-day meeting of veterinarian officers and laboratory experts in Bangkok. Experts and scientists from 10 Asia-Pacific nations, along with representatives from the United Nations and the World Health Organization, have agreed to form a network designed to improve surveillance and early detection of the deadly avian flu virus in the region. Diedrich Dieff-Leeschauer, Information Officer for the Food and Agricultural Organization, or FAO, says the network will train veterinary officials in poor countries so they can identify the disease more quickly.
And in principle, we have established minimum standards to which we want to lift up the lower capacity countries as quickly as possible.
The FAO official says the network asks all 10 countries to track bird flu and share information about it, with the ultimate goal to eradication of the disease.
The main purpose is cooperation under harmonized conditions, but it is also information sharing and more transparency for the future.
The lethal H5N1 virus swept across much of the region earlier this year, forcing farmers to kill millions of fowls to stop it. The virus jumped from birds to people, and at least 24 died, 16 in Vietnam and 8 in Thailand. After a lull of several months, the virus has again emerged in Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia, and China. No humans have been infected in the latest wave. Scientists worry that if the H5N1 virus is not contained, it may change into a form that can more easily infect humans and cause a global flu pandemic. Nancy Amelia Collins for VOA News, Bangkok.